names in the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
The great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself. The kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. First hour of the show devoted some of the biggest games on Week 3 NFL Sunday, starting with the Eagles and their come-from-behind win over the LA Rams, and why I think the Eagles are the best bet on the board to win the Super Bowl, even at a short price, plus 700. We talked about the Packers' unacceptable loss in Cleveland against the Browns. The Bears busting their offensive slump against the Dallas Cowboys. And the Kansas City Chiefs getting off the schneid at the expense of my hapless, pathetic New York football Giants. And why I believe we will see Jackson Dart start next week for Big Blue as they welcome in Justin Herbert and the 3-0 Los Angeles Chargers. We're going to get to the Steelers' win over the New England Patriots and why I'm not as down on the Steelers as a lot of other people are. The Jaguars win over the Houston Texans in a game that's an offensive football back to the Stone Ages. A pathetic performance by Michael Penix Jr. and the Atlanta Falcons. And speaking of those 3-0 Chargers, why I walked away from that game impressed with the Chargers and depressed about Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos. Sam Panayotovic joins us in 20 minutes, our BetMGM Network teammate, taking a spin around the world of sports betting after the weekend that was, both in college and the NFL. Our bets for Monday Night Football will close the show. Baltimore holding steady as a 4.5-point home favorite against the Lions, the total sitting at 54. And speaking of BetMGM, account holders will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. Score a bigger payout if your wager with the Parlay Boost token hits. Tokens can be used on parlays and same-game parlays. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. And remember, subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. You'll get all of my breakdown of Week 3 NFL Sunday, Femi's breakdown of Week 3 NFL Sunday. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcast and like and subscribe. And also like and subscribe to our YouTube page, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Femi will join me in a few moments and we'll break down the weekend of betting. I would just like to say first that I am sick of this. I'm sick of it. Yesterday, I reached my breaking point. I was furious at the end of the 4 o'clock games Eastern. And I think we've all experienced this as bettors, right? If you've been doing this for long enough, and I've been betting for over 20 years at this point. I started betting my senior year of college in 2004, betting on sports, most notably, obviously, football. We've all had these moments where you expect the worst to happen, and you know it's going to happen, and it happens exactly like you think it's going to happen. So in the 4 o'clocks yesterday, I need a couple things to happen, right? I've got Broncos plus 3 against the Chargers. That's my favorite bet, my biggest bet of the week, is Broncos plus 3 on the road at the Chargers. I've got the over in the Cowboys-Bears game that Femi and I literally talked about 7 days ago. Last Monday, we talked about that. We beat the market by multiple points, which, again, doesn't mean you're going to win, but you feel like you place a good bet, and then you see what happens. I got the over in Cowboys-Bears, and I did not bet the Cardinals-Niners game, but I've got all my Arizona stuff from before the season. I go over the win total, Cardinals to win the NFC West. And We get 38 points. 38 points in the first half of Cowboys-Bears. The Broncos take the lead early in the second half against the Chargers, and they are pummeling Justin Herbert in that game. And I feel like the Broncos are going to win the game. And Arizona-San Francisco is just a brutal football game. A terrible three-hour watch. But late in that game, you know, like the Niners, a holding penalty is called in the end zone, and it's a safety, and Arizona takes a 15-13 lead. And I felt at that moment that Arizona was going to run the clock out and the Cardinals were going to win the game. Like, Nick Bosa is out, and Marvin Harrison, he can't possibly drop more passes than he has. I felt like Arizona was going to win. And as the second half moves on and wanes on in Chicago, you start to get that sinking feeling in your stomach. The same feeling that I experienced, and perhaps you, the listener and viewer, experienced on the opening Thursday of the NFL season with the second half of Cowboys-Eagles. Where I think I texted our show chat, might have just been Femi and Tyler because we were talking about Survivor stuff. And I think I wrote to them maybe midway through the third quarter. Is this game going to go under? And they both replied, yes. Because that's how this season is gone. Get multiple opportunities with Dallas, one with Dak, and then the last one with Joe Milton. Joe Milton on the final play for Dallas, fourth and goal, throws a pass where I hope people can see the replay. There's an end zone angle that's not like hard to find, like it's on social media, I think, like that was on TV today, where Milton throws the ball. The ball exits his hand, and he immediately puts his hands on his helmet, like Will Levis. Like it, he knows that he threw it directly to a Chicago Bears defender. Like, not a Cowboy inside. Is he colorblind? And the game goes under the total. And as that's happening, Bo Nix is missing a wide-open Cortland Sutton down the field to probably to set up a game-winning field goal. Missed Marvin Mims on two touchdowns in the first half. Like, clear touchdowns. And the Chargers end up winning by three, and my bet pushes. And the Cardinals, of course, lose by one in walk-off fashion. And it's like, you had said to me, like, what's going to happen now in all these games? I would have said, the game's going to go under. Cowboys-Bears are going to go under. The Chargers will win by three or by a touchdown. I guess it could have been worse. They could have lost by four or more. I did push. And the Cardinals will lose on a walk-off field goal. It all happens. And this follows a Saturday where I've got Baylor laying 2.5 against Arizona State. Arizona State wins on a walk-off field goal. And then like Auburn. Now, thankfully, I bet 7. I know a lot of people had 6.5. Just like 4th and 29, sack in the end zone for a safety. The final margin 7. Like, it's unfair. Like, it really is. So if you've been betting for long enough, you know that you have these moments where you can accurately predict all the bad things that are going to happen. And then they happen. I hit that moment last night where I said, I am sick of this. Ravens week one, brutal. The Eagles Cowboys over, brutal. Cardinals -6.5 against the Panthers, brutal. All brutal. Then I went home because I was watching the games in the office. And I'm looking at week four and the point spreads for week four. And I started to get excited. And I realized something. I'm being a massive bitch. I'm being a huge baby. This kind of stuff happens to everybody. You bet for long enough, and I know I'm not. I never claim to be the world's best sports bettor. I think that's pretty, I make that pretty apparent and pretty obvious here on the show. I know I'm not the world's best sports bettor. But even the world's best sports bettors, and I've been fortunate enough to be around a lot of really good ones, they all go through streaks like this. This happens. So I am choosing not to get thrown off my game. Because candidly, I feel like I was thrown off my game last week. props, sides, totals. I let it get to me a little bit. I let the losing infiltrate me and get to me. I'm choosing to turn a new leaf this week. And it doesn't mean I'm going to win. It could be more devastation coming up next week. And there were some wins that I had that were really good. Like, it wasn't all losses. I'm not guaranteed to win next week. But my attitude's going to be better. And I needed to be better, honestly, mostly, selfishly, for me. You better, you bet on this Monday. Femi Abebefe joins me. Femi, I know you also had a similar football betting weekend to me.
Yeah, 100%. And I love the sentiment. Like, our attitudes need to be better because this time last
week,
I felt
really good. Your attitude's good. I think you've got a great attitude. My attitude's been terrible.
So last week, it might have been one of the shows midweek, might have been this very segment last Monday, but I came out, I was like, hey, I feel really good about the card. I feel good about my bets. I feel really good. This is the week that it's going to turn. And you know what? It didn't. So like how we feel, like we can feel great, we can feel bad. It's all random and the games have to play out. Like the Philadelphia Eagles game, which for me, as lucky as all get out. Like, I will acknowledge that, and I even tweeted, I'm not going to complain about a bad beat for the next month at least, because I had no business covering that number with Philadelphia. And I laid a good number. I laid 3. I didn't lay 3.5. I was out there living and dying with a 2-point conversion, hoping that they would get that. And when that happened, I was like, bleep the Eagles. I hope they lose. And I was mad when the field goal got blocked. They're like, wow, Philly wins. And all of a sudden, I see Jordan Davis running down the field. I'm like, yes, keep going, big fella. Pick him up, put him down, keep going. And he got me to the window. Now, I will also complain, not from myself. I'm going to complain on the behalf of others who bet New England money line, who also bet Texans money line and bet Denver +3 and Denver money line. Like the New England one, like I know we were Oppo Taco on that game. The 5 turnovers, and it's not just the 5 turnovers, Nick. It's where they happened on the field. Tipped ball intercepted in the end zone. Ramondre Stevenson fumbling into the end zone. Drake May deep in New England or in Pittsburgh territory, sack on first down, fumbles the ball. Oh, looks like Steelers got it again. Like that was the Tomlin dark magic that we all talk about every summer about how this team never goes below 500. That's what I felt like I was watching with that game. I just happened to be on the wrong side of it. I'm not complaining for me. I'm complaining on behalf of everyone else who bet New England. Like that was pretty disgusting. And that was just the 1 o'clock games. Didn't even get to the 4 o'clock window, which you outlined.
Yeah. And the 4 o'clock window, like, I think you had a similar experience to me.
Oh, my God. So the 4 o'clock window, after all that, Houston money line doesn't go well. Patriots money line doesn't go well. I had a chance to break even at the game. All right, let's get the Cowboys-Bears over. Let's get Denver to win +3 in money line. All will be fair in love and war. We're good. And that 30-minute stretch, 2 interceptions in the end zone for Dallas. And Denver with Bo Nix, who, I mean, I don't know. I guess Sean Payton's not texting anybody else about how Bo Nix was hanging out with Drew Brees. Like, I mean, maybe he needs to hang out more, because I don't know what the hell was that yesterday with the game with Bo Nix. That dude could not hit the broadside of a barn, and it cost us money. It was very depressing. And they multiple chances to go up 11 in the game. It's 14 to 10. Oh, Chargers just fumbled the ball. We could potentially go up 11. No, settle for the field goal, whatever, up by a touchdown. It's 17 to 13. Got the ball. Oh, we could potentially go up by 11. No, not able to do it. Like, there's so many opportunities to do it. And for them to not be able to accomplish that and just to push on the game when it felt like Denver should win outside of for Bo Nix just tricking the game off, that was very disgusting. And that was just the bad stuff, the ugly stuff, which I don't even mind, honestly, because like, I would prefer to lose games like this, like Raiders +3 in money line where you lose 41-24 and you know you never have a chance to cover that number. That's great. Titans +6, pick 6 on the first play of the game. Great, that bet's done. Whatever, don't need to pay attention to that one. And Saints +8.5. Which, we start, I texted you guys last Sunday when the numbers just opened. I said, hey, Saints +8.5 if anybody wants to enjoy pain. It wasn't even painful. It was just a big fat L as 3 minutes into the game, blocked punt, punt return, touchdown, game over. Before I could even settle in for the 4 o'clocks on the East Coast, 1 o'clocks on the West Coast, I was just like, all right, well, I guess that's done. I guess everybody who bet Seattle and Survivor, they get to just cruise on through and head on to week 4. But yeah, it was pretty rough. And college football was much better. I enjoyed that. Guns up, Texas Red Raiders. We absolutely love that, our guys at Texas Tech. But Yeah, the NFL, once again, just another kick in the junk, and I guess we'll get back on the horse for week four.
And look, this is it's a long season. We're only three weeks in. But there's, look, it's the gambler's fallacy. It's like roulette, right? It lands red nine times in a row, so now it has to land black. It's like, or it could land red, or it could land zero, or it could land green. Nothing has to happen. But I do think, I have to believe, that when we get to the ends of these games, and we hit the knife edge, where it can go either way, and who the hell knows what's going to happen, I have to believe that these are going to start going our way. And if they don't, I just might lose my mind. Our BetMGM Network teammate, Sam Panayotovich, joins us on the other side.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.